Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Okay, welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast, episode number 42. Today is looking Saturday, October the 29th. Yes, the 29th. I am your host, Don, and joining me is my co-host Lita, and that is, you know, I'm sorry Lita, but that's one of the worst intros that I've ever done. I'm sure I can do better, but we're just gonna go with it, because I am really tired.
Really tired. It's okay. You know, we're allowed to have different levels
of music gets me pumped up.
Good to bad. It's okay.
Usually we like to mix things up. Gets me into it, and I'm just really tired. But we were talking about, I'm going to eat some of your more of your care package that you sent me.
Hmm.
We're going to show this on the. There we go. Tim Tams. So we've eaten the regular ones, and I ate the. What's the other one that you sent me?
I sent you regular Tim Tams and caramel. I think it was caramel. Ones, yeah, maybe. And
so this one is toffee apple, and I love it. These ones are pretty good. I like them.
Yeah.
It's not
so Tim Tam makes like special ones that are only out for limited time. So yeah, I wanted to get you something a bit different. I was telling Stone about, if you guys haven't heard, there's this thing called a Tim Tam slam, and it is like the best way to eat Tim Tams. Mm-hmm. So he needs to do that at some stage. Okay. However,
I think because I'm going to be sharing a room with Bloke. So, I'm going to be getting one. Like, yeah. And so the thing was, is that I could do it right now with these ones, but I do want to try it first with the regular one. Okay.
Yeah. Well, so the best one to do is the double coat. If the double Bloke what? Has bought you, if he brings double coat Tim Tams, they are better than the normal Tim Tams. I'm just saying. They're like my favorite. Okay. Double coat. Yeah. So you need to try at least one Tim Tam type as a Tim Tam slam. Just because it is so good. And you will just be like, I am not eating Tim Tams any other way. That's how I eat my Tim Tams. Like, seriously, I don't sit there just eating. I have to dip them into my coffee and do it that way. So, really, really good. Stir likes Tim Tams. Excellent. What's your favorite flavor, Stir? You need to let us know. But, so we were talking about that pre-show, and we thought we would just let you guys know, because things are a bit all over the shop today.
We're having an impromptu kind of, or it's not impromptu. Hmm. God, man. Just the words are, I'm throwing in words that have nothing to do with it.
You just making up words?
Yes.
Okay, that's all right.
Hold on. Here we go. All right. We might have some action here. Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. We'll see. We shall see. We're doing it live. So this is basically our last episode before BlizzCon. And
hello there.
Hello. Hawguy is joining us. Live. Hey, Hawguy, we are on the air and we are recording, sir. So,
all right.
How much have you drunk?
Thule Bardeen and I are at the Phantom Ales Bar and Homebrew Shop in Placentia, California.
Nice. Very nice. I
will be there shortly.
I had a time shift problem here, and it's only been exacerbated by hanging out with Thule Bardeen.
Oh, I blame him then.
Oh, that's okay.
It's completely his fault.
He's left me out manning me, even though I'm driving, it still would have made a difference. I'm under the table.
There is no driving for you.
Yes.
That's why I had just a little, like, a 3-ounce mead here at the second stop.
Oh, okay. So we still have
a third stop to go.
I saw the tweet where you had the 4 drinks on the platter. So what was that? About an hour ago?
I've lost track of time, as you can tell. I would say so. I didn't drink all of mine. He has the luxury of being 8 feet tall and weighing 100 pounds more than me. And his brain and liver are probably larger as well. And he is more practiced. But I'm always impressed by Mr. Bardeen.
Nice. Well, thank you for jumping on Skype to say hi. We appreciate it. And are you very excited for BlizzCon?
Oh, yeah. And Tuli, who I know has been a guest a couple of times, he always comes in a couple of days early, actually about 4 days early. He got in late last night, and I asked him what was up, and he said, oh, the usual, where's the new breweries? So we found one.
Oh, jeez.
And then we have another early arriver coming in tomorrow, at least one. And so we're going to, there's a brewery in downtown Anaheim that is a brewery with a comic book theme.
Okay. Ooh.
So, you know, we've got to go there and take pictures.
You guys are killing me. It's it makes me want, I was supposed to be going down there on Tuesday, and then things happened, and now I'm going on Monday. And so I'm coming in a little bit earlier. But hearing you guys going to all these pubs and or not pubs, but to a brewery. Come on, it's like I need to take two weeks off to go.
2 days late, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just scouting expeditions. We'll come back in full force
You can suss out the good places, Holger. You can be like, okay, we're not going to that one because that one's really terrible. We just got to take Stone to all the good places. You know, yes.
Well,
you don't want to go to the terrible ones.
This is like to bring it back to WoW challenges, which should be done. This is sending in your higher level scouts to see what it's like. So, and you know, it's a two-person vehicle, and I'm driving, and Tuli's in the passenger seat, and we go around to some of these zones and quests and see, you know, how little Stony will do. So we're just checking things out on your behalf. It's a public service.
Oh, thank you.
A good time for us.
Well, now I don't feel so bad. Awesome.
Oh, nice. Awesome.
I was so bad. Okay. Yeah, and then my wife likes umami burgers. So we are going to have to take a third stop, but I think in hockey they don't have quarters, they have periods, three of them. Is that correct, Mr. Canada?
That is correct.
Okay, so I think we'll call it after the third period. We're not going to go four quarters on this round. Nice. I think I need to sit and enjoy the atmosphere.
Sounds good.
Yes.
And Tully's behaving himself?
As long as we're in this mood, I have to reiterate that I've had a couple of beers. Oh, you're a sloppy drunk here. Okay, Lita, I got to reiterate that as soon as I see you on social media and you're saying good morning tweeties, it absolutely 100% lifts my mood. And it's fully lifted now.
You.
In person.
Oh, that's really sweet. Thank you, Holger. I missed seeing you guys. I miss a lot because I'm asleep. So I wake up and I'm like, what's going on? And I'm like, I'm not going back over 8 hours of stuff.
Yep.
So I'm just like, good morning. Even though sometimes I'm like, good morning. Where's my coffee? Which is pretty much well, most days.
Let me jump ahead before I have to go back and be sure Truly Bardeen doesn't take off with the waitress. The barmaid. To some of your questions. Okay. Most memorable moments. My most memorable moments in Iron Man are always the ones where I get killed. Yep. And I've never been more memorable than, actually last week. I said, Stone and Lita are going to want to talk to me, but I haven't played Iron Man lately since I got killed level 40 in one of those places that I'm always told not to go into, but I went to it anyway.
So
you're not supposed to do is I went AFK because I'm in a good spot. There's no monsters here. I got my pet here to defend me.
Yeah.
And I went to answer the door, accepted a package. By the time I got back, guess who was dead? Me.
Oh, no. Oh, well, you poor thing.
That's my most repeated memorable moment. And I don't know if this is a question or not, but I'll answer it anyway.
Okay.
What impresses you about the Iron Man Challenge and especially the Iron Man Guild on Worm Rest or Crest, whatever it is? How helpful people are. You just say, how are you doing? And they'll say, how are you doing? How can I help you? Just about. And anytime you say, well, what level do you usually move out of over to Red Ridge? They'll say, I like to be 5 levels over the content and stay away from the bosses out there on the east side.
Yeah.
The far east where that boss is. Just super helpful. I really appreciate that.
Yeah. No, that's true.
My special thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and you can also catch more of me and from time to time Truly Bardeen at what's my podcast? BlizzConCountdown.com. Although this will be out just about BlizzCon time, so anyway.
We will put a link up on the show notes absolutely. For where they can find you. Thank you for joining us.
Too, so there. Okay. One more meeting. Well. It would have been too late. Okay.
All right. Well, say hi to Tuli. Have fun.
Okay. Don't we shall. Sick. And I'll see Stone and I hopefully his lovely wife here in few days.
No, it's just me, man.
No wife.
I'm going solo.
Oh, no.
Going, yep.
He's by himself.
Responsible.
Going solo.
Oh. Oh, no.
Be afraid.
You guys behave. You all be good.
Me and bloke in the same room? Come on. Oh, that's going to be.
Oh, hold on. Truly Bardeen's just rolling out of the. Oh. He wants to say hello to you, I know. Truly, okay. Say hello.
Hello.
Hey, Truly.
Is it Stone and Lita?
Maybe. Okay.
It is.
I think he's been drinking.
Have you been drinking, Tully?
Yeah, I've had a couple of pints. Who's counting?
Oh. No, not us.
I think
you having a good time?
Great time, actually. Lovely place.
Excellent.
Phantom
Excellent.
Ale. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Can't wait until Stone gets here so I can actually give him a hug as well.
Yay.
Oh, dude.
Okay, you
soon. I've got to cut him off right there or else he's going to get more emotional and more, Lita, he progresses from hugs to other things, so I've got to keep him in check.
And spoons.
Okay, well, thank you. And
ask
have a great
him about spoons.
Show.
Spoons.
Try
spoons.
To recover, okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
Guys. Bye. Oh my
there
gosh, that was awesome.
That was, I have never done anything like that in my entire life.
So,
that was awesome.
So that was good. So we were very, there was a little hiccup. So hence why we had the boys on live while they're out having fun times before BlizzCon happens. And I would say they're enjoying themselves, which is awesome. And thanks, guys. Yeah, sir. Suddenly I want to go to BlizzCon really bad too. So, yeah. So thank you, Hogeye, and thank you, Tuli.
Yep.
And you'll be there in tomorrow. No, the next day. You leave tomorrow.
36 hours. Well, 35 and a half, I'll be taking off.
Madness is, if you're counting how many pints you've had, you haven't had enough.
That's true.
I love it. Oh, that's a good point. Yeah. That goes for many things, including coffee. So, yes. Awesome. All right. Well, how about we get back on track to some normalcy anyway? Thank you, all guy. That was awesome, though. So good. It feels like ages since I've seen a whole guy. He's such a sweetheart, and so is Tuli. So thank you, guys. We appreciate it. Anyway, have we got a bump pop?
No. No.
Okay. All right. Let's just do it. We'll just do it live.
So.
I don't know. I was
news in the world of Warcraft with Leader and Stone.
That's awesome. Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness. This is one of the most silliest
episodes. I haven't even been drinking.
I have, because Carrie said, if I go have a beer right now, I am going to fall flat on my face because I am so tired. And beer will either make me very yappy, like chatty and stuff, and very laughy, or very, very tired. So maybe Lita has been drinking. Well, it's 9 a.m. over there, so that's normal for her, right?
It's fine somewhere. I mean, but I don't drink.
Yes, she does.
So, yeah, Nisi, I don't drink coffee. No, it makes me sick. I physically can't. Anyway, it's a long story. No one wants to hear it. So news in the world of Warcraft.
Yes.
There was something that was really big announced this week.
Finally. It seemed kind of weird that they didn't announce the closing band at BlizzCon for this long. And, you know, they finally did. And I don't know. Like, I think they were a little bit later than usual by 2 days, three or so. It just felt a little bit weird. Like, why is it, what's the big deal, right? So Weird Al, right? And I'm not a big crowds guy, so I just, I'm, you know, but I might actually go to that. And it's kind of funny because Carrie is not, you know, going to be there, but Carrie would definitely go watch it.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay. And, I mean, I watch them all anyway, so on the virtual ticket. So I'll be watching. I don't know. I'm excited, but I'm kind of a bit like, okay, all right.
What could they have done?
I don't know. And hence why, I'm just like, yeah, cool. Okay. I'll watch it. You know, I've already got the virtual ticket and I'll sit here and watch the whole thing. And you know what? Maybe to a degree it might help. I don't know. Maybe like him more. Like I like Weird Al.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't mind him at all. He's done some really good things. I mean, Eat It was one of the biggest things when I was growing up. Because, after with the Beat It one. And a couple of others but I just kind of like, okay, all right. Cool. When they did like Linkin Park.
Yeah.
And who was it? Who was last year? Mental blank.
Last year was Linkin Park.
Park. And the year before was
no idea.
The year that they had Stupid Face, who was that?
Jay Moore or Jay Bohr?
Other than him. No, man, the three guys. Not Green Day. They got three guys in the band.
Metallica?
And Metallica had four. Metallica's got more than three. Yeah, I thought they had Metallica. Four. Oh, Metallica was
Blink 182. Awesome. Yeah,
Blink. When they had, I was like, oh my God. It's like, when they had Fooey, like, I was playing. See, like, that was just so,
I mean,
Buoys was, and Metallica and Linkin Park, that's my jam.
Even with Linkin Park, I mean, I like some of their songs, but it was for me, it was like, well, do I want to go in with the crowd? No. I can go watch that on the virtual ticket, or I can watch it after and then go and hang out with other folks that weren't going.
Yeah.
Because, and it's going to be the same way now. And it's going to be the same way now. And for people complain, listen, okay, you cannot like him and that's okay. But there's one person, and I'm not going to name names or anything like that, but I saw one person saying, I feel like I want to sell my BlizzCon ticket.
What?
If you say that you want to sell your BlizzCon ticket because of the closing act,
that's pathetic.
You're not going to BlizzCon for the right reason, because you're going there for a concert. Why not just go buy a concert ticket, right? I only saw one, and I was like, what's up, dude? Everyone else, if you don't like them, that's okay, man. It's fine.
Things that took
Sure.
Tournaments and stuff running at the, like, don't they? I'm pretty sure they normally got tournaments running in the halls. So it's not just like the closing act. There's stuff going on.
Yeah, they were saying that if you don't like it, what you can do though is you can still play the other things there. And the lineups are really, really small because everyone's not there. Right? So you can get in and play all kinds of stuff, right? Yeah. So there, don't look at it as like, ooh, Weird Al, you know, if you don't like gum, that's fine. But just look at what you can do. Yeah. There's lots.
And that's right. And at the same stage, I think a good thing about having the virtual ticket is the fact that I can jump around and, you know, like if I'm going, oh, I'll just go and check this panel out or, you know, what else is going on and that kind of thing. But normally, you know, I crank it up. So I'm excited to see it and I'll watch it. But I would be, you know, like if they said Akadaka was going to be there, I'd be like, you'd hear me scream from here. Like that's, because that's just more my taste, obviously, you know, they've got to appeal to a broad sense. And as a geeky, nerdy kind of thing, then obviously Weird Al fits in. So it's not like I go, it's just like, oh, okay.
I mean, he makes a good point that, well, I don't know about a point, but he makes a comment saying that, you know, he doesn't think that he fits into the con. And I agree. I mean, it just, when they said it, was like, oh, that's kind of weird, but that's fine. I think he doesn't fit in because of, look at the other bands that they had, right? And it seems like just a different take. From what I've heard, he puts on a really, really, really good show. Like a really good show.
And I'm sure he does.
So,
and he's apparently a fantastic singer.
So I've heard that he sets his accordion on fire and plays it.
Oh.
So, you know, it's just it's funny, right? So
I would be really excited to see that. I think that would be cool. I don't know. I have played the accordion. It is not freaking easy to play that thing. To hold that thing is, they're heavy. It's heavy. So but anyway.
So
all right. Well,
I've got one more piece of news. I've got one more piece of news. And it's not really official news. It's kind of rumor-ish news, but was kind of leaked by someone.
Okay.
If by any chance, which I don't really believe this does happen, if Blizzard listens to this, if the Hilton does listen to this at all of any kind, don't put DJs into the bar. Having it on the closing night, that's fine. But having it on the Thursday night and Friday night, we use that area as a social area. And you can't do that when you have some dude playing tunes.
That's why
really loud. It.
That's why they don't want you to congregate there. That's
and
what
we
it sounds
think
like.
That the Hilton is trying to push us out with the higher prices too. And from what I saw, Elvine spoke with the Marriott and they liked his tweet, so I would assume that it's true, that saying they are more than happy to accept us to come over and drink.
How
and
far away is socialize. That?
It's on the other side of the middle part, so it's not very far at all. It's okay. Basically the opposite side. Yeah, and it's
Bummer.
Cheaper too.
Yeah, go over there.
Yeah, so...
I mean, it certainly has seemed from this year with the way, like, just my impression and stuff that you've said
they're
about
not
the
being,
prices
they're not being
and
treated very well.
All of that. Yeah, it's... And unfortunately, you know what it still comes down to is that there's been a few people are ruining it for everyone else because they've had some Twitter heads come along and either be drunk and stupid or whatever the situation has been. Obviously, it's left a very bad impression on them and they've just gone, we don't want anyone. They're not going to be forgiving and be like, okay, everyone's not like that. They've just kind of gone, well, we're going to make life difficult for the BlizzCon goers because we really don't want them to be here. Even though I would be thinking
money.
There's a ton of people, money. That's right. Like, you know, it's crazy. So if Marriott wants to have you, then I'll go spend the money over there. Hopefully they won't jack up the prices like others have done for you.
So if you're trying to find me and I'm not at the Hilton,
Marriott.
I would say probably at the Marriott or send me a tweet and I'll tell you where I am.
Great, yeah. Yeah, that's probably the easiest.
Twitter is usually my best way to get a hold of me. Okay. Okay. Yep. So I'm done ranting.
Cool. Excellent. All right. Well, how about we go on to the site news for this week?
Yes.
And nothing new to report?
Little small thing. I don't know if you guys noticed, but there was a little bit of an issue. Blizzard did confirm that there was issues with the API, so it was very, very slow. So I run my things every half an hour, and for some reason it was pulling characters back once every like 7 seconds or something, and whereas usually it's like one, so there's something going on there. And but it looks like it's fixed now. But if you were having any problems like earlier this week, then let me know. But I don't think it should have affected anything. Just on characters being checked. That's all. I do then next state of the challengers
okay, so you and I will take this week. So I'll start off with the irons. So let's have a look at how we've gone this week. So
listen, and I did it right this time.
Yes, you did. High five. Awesome. Lances hit 88. Peaches hit 90. Jern Mand hit 104. Very. Words are hard. I'm having a problem and I'm not even drinking. Fairyona hit 104. Margie Monk hit 105. And Marg Hunt hit 106. Wow, nice going. Never Died has got another tune that awesome. So this is
D-driven
Never Died. Yeah, I can't. It's Never Died. M. Anyway, so 106. That's awesome. Hey, look who this is. Catster hit 108. And Ironster hit 109. Oh my gosh, Stir, you're a machine.
Are you are you close or what? I'm just curious because he's here in the chat room. So
yeah,
just curious
he's in
if
the
he's
chat
close.
Room. Don't be listening and playing your Ironster.
No,
just
he
saying.
Would never do that.
Anyway, last week. This is from last week. We did report this last week. This one. Yeah. Okay, but big that's anyway.
Yeah. You have to enable your web whenever you do that.
No, come on. Shush. So Never Died Hate. Never Died hit 110 last week, which is absolutely fantastic. So he is our second Iron Champion for Legion, which is
awesome.
And
good job.
Excellent. So good. Great job, everyone. Excellent job. Look at Stir. He's like
Stir says says he's halfway through 109. So
nice. Okay.
So you're gonna do it while I'm fantastic. Away, right? Awesome.
Gotta do. And
then I'll have to I don't know, I'll have to write something on the blog thing with my phone. That's gonna be awkward.
Okay.
I'll figure it out, but
you'll figure it out.
Hey,
it's okay.
Yeah, can you guys just not level while I'm away?
Sure, everyone on the count of three. Oh, 1, 2, 3.
I'm so tired. Yes, I'm so tired.
And then
wow. Okay, is it my turn? Okay.
It's your turn.
The Bloodthirsties. We have Blood Rager at level 13. Irisin died at level 15. Maria, but with a Y, hit level 17. Acronix hit level 21. Lucy Lynn Blood reaches level 25. Bloody Din reaches level 33. Gore Crazed hits level 39. Cruel Madness hits level 41. Soulbound, which is Nisi, hits level 66. Wow. Excuse me. And Never Died Blood is now level 84. Wow.
Awesome. Good job, everyone. That is fantastic. Okay, so let's have a look at our pacifists for this week. And we have Urslita.
Urslita,
21. Okay. Schnuffle tips.
Schnuffle tips. Schnuffle
tips. That is such a funny name. I love it. Hit level 24. Iron Petal hit level 26. I'm not sure who that... I'm not sure who that one is, but that's a nice name. Herblore hit 32. Joyful Vegan hit 34. And so did Compassiona. Rogue Slayer. I know that they're both Rogue Slayer. Yeah. Anyway, she's doing awesome. Good job, Rogue Slayer. Dove hit 35. I still can't believe they got Dove.
No, well, the D is actually like a different letter D.
Oh, is it a weird D?
And it's this is Cruel Madness's or Madness of Mine's character. I just write it in D because I'm not going to go copy paste all those fancy characters, those ASCII characters.
Okay, well, congrats, Madness. That's awesome. Pond Frog. I still can't do it. Go Pod Frog. I want to go Pog Frond. That's what I want to say. But no, it's Pond Frog hit level 41. Latifolia hit 62. And Serenella hit level 70.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Getting up there.
Job. So what did we have? We had one.
One death.
We only had one this week.
Yeah. It's
good job, everyone. It's good. That is fantastic. All right. Okay. Well, how about we go on to our weeks? Whole guy's week is drinking with Thule. So, Stone, let's go on to you. Yay. What you been doing?
What?
Countdown.
I was thinking we could make up things for Guy, but. Okay. I don't know. I didn't do much for Iron Man this week because of last week or the week before because of the last death, and I was like, ugh. And I was going to, and then I'm like, I just didn't feel it. I didn't want to play on my priest.
Well, you're getting ready to go away.
And I did say that I'm going to go. Like, I'll play again when I'm back. So. And then I briefly thought on Thursday just to kill some time because I don't know, I just like now that I'm thinking BlizzCon, right? It's just that's all I have in my brain is going. I can't focus on stuff. So playing Iron Man is probably not a good decision. I was going to do the D3 character, and I decided not to because I was already having a hard time at level 13. So I figured I'd probably, die. So my solution so far has been whenever I'm not sure what to do, go to bed.
Yeah. Well, that's not a bad... Kill some more time. You won't lose anyone if you go to bed. Not going to kill off a...
But I won't level anybody, and I won't learn how to... Right. So it's like a, anyways.
But I mean, it could be twofold. This is the thing about playing an iron. It's the same as sometimes, even though, rule number one, don't play when you're tired, can also, as a lot of times you shouldn't do it, but sometimes if you're just at that right level of tired and you do play a challenge tune, you can actually get so focused into what you're doing that you forget that you're tired. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like that double-edged sword of being, well, do you want to try and put that focus into a challenge tune when you've just, when you're still coming to terms with losing, losing your one that you just lost, and it hurts. It's still fresh.
Yeah, I felt like I felt that class is strong. It's very, very strong. Mm. And I felt that was my one to go. And now, just the spawn rate. Like, come on. So, anyways, I'll get over it and carry on. Yeah. But in a little bit.
Well, you go to BlizzCon, you'll have fun. And then when you get back, you'll be ready at some stage to do another one. So
I will hopefully remember BlizzCon too.
Mm. Yeah. Well, that would be nice, that you have some memories.
Yeah.
And not drunken like nothing. Just saying.
Well, bloke take is gonna lots be of photo. There, right? So no photos.
Yeah, take lots of photos. I wanna see photos. No. Thank you. I'm living vicariously through you.
Yeah, actually if you do follow me on Twitter, and you don't want to see all this stuff, you should probably mute me right now, because as soon as I leave, I'm going to be taking photos at the airport, like just everything. I'm hopefully planning on sleeping on the plane, but after that, it's going to be photo time. Cool. Because Carrie's not going to be here, so it's just me. So I got to figure out how to... Oh, man. Hawkeye is at Umami Burger.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, he said that he just was tweeted taking, it right now.
I'm jealous of him.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, he just tweeted it right now.
What that is, but it's obviously a burger joint.
Cool. It's a burger joint.
Yeah. Nice. Everybody take photos. That's all I'm saying.
Yep.
I see lots of photos. Awesome. So, okay, well,
because I'm so rude. I'm so sorry. Lita, why don't you tell us about your week? I'll tell you about
my week. My week's been so awesome.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I did play some of my Pally as well. 34, and I continued on any buckets with her to get some bonus XP. Plus, so more. I thought, well, if I get... And if I don't, I'll just buy treats. Because turning your pet into a wee thing is... Thank you.
You're cutting in and out, actually.
Well, so. I hear myself perfectly fine.
Wow.
I don't know. Is that okay now?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So, the candy buckets was what I was going to do. And I got to level 35, and that was cool. And I'm running around, and I'm picking up some flight paths. And I dinged 35, and within 5 minutes, I was dead. So what?
So yeah, what? So dead. What happened?
Like bats. I should probably not go to Eastern Plaguelands. I got the one near Fiona. I got the flight path.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'll make it to the next one, which the first tower. I got to the first tower, no problems. I actually didn't aggro anything, which was really, really surprised me. And I picked up a flight path and I went, okay, let's just go towards Light's Hope. And off I trot and I get to the third tower, because the third tower is not, you know, is just up the road and then you can take the path down. Yeah. So I got the third tower flight path and I was like, okay, all right, this isn't going too bad. I aggroed a couple of things, but I was fine. And then so I headed down and I'm heading towards the bridge, you know, the big stone bridge that's before Light's Hope. Like it's going over as if to, is it, or maybe it's towards the third tower. Not the anyway, whichever it is, there's a big stone bridge over the water.
Okay.
But before the stone bridge, on either side, there are bats. There are bats very, very close to the road. And I just went splat. Like literally knocked me off, and there was I was too low to have like bubble earth stuff, whatever, and I think I was like maybe three shot, and yeah, there was nothing really? I could do. Yeah,
really,
those bats. Yep,
I didn't have a hard time with any of them.
They were red.
Really,
they didn't. Yep, two bats either side of the road. They both like pat across the road, like okay. onto the road. And so when they pat back off the road, they really don't go that far. So I couldn't get off the road to go around them because there's bats up on top of the little hills. And yeah, so I just thought, okay, I'll go straight through them because I can't go around them. So I'll see if I can go straight through them. And yeah. And I sat there and I just was like, okay. So oh. I was actually like, I'm sure she would have died eventually. So I was like, yep. So I stripped her down. I haven't deleted her, but I probably should have just gone to Western Plaguelands and then left it at that. And I mean, it was my own stupid fault of thinking I could do it and just being like, oh, well, if I die, I die. But it was, and when I died, it was like, okay, well, I've still got tunes. Like, you know, I've still got many challenge tunes. So it's like, okay, I'll just delete. I'm not making another pally at the moment. So I'll just strip her down and delete her, but I haven't deleted her yet, I don't think. Or maybe I did, I can't remember. So I was like, all right, these things happen. But the funny thing, and what's really funny, is I had sold something on the auction house the day, the previous day, and so I'd got myself like 200 gold, and I was actually really excited because I'm like, yay, I sold this green transmoggy thing for like 200 gold, and now she has gold. And then I'm like, okay, all right, send that stuff to my bank too. It's like, so that was my week of I was like, meh. But I was thinking of doing another Candy Buckets on my Alliance Hunter.
Yeah.
I'll have to see. It's just trying to find time. Because it is time consuming do.
Don't do the Candy Buckets unless you're at the level of the zone. Right? I think it's way too risky, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't. So, there's no way.
Well, everyone I've done has always been at least like a 60.
Okay.
Like, I think last year I did it on my hunter and she was 50 something. So I had most, pretty much the, all the zones except for the Cata zone flight paths. And I didn't go get them on her. Yeah. So anyway, it's like, yeah, all good. So I wasn't devastated by the death. The thing is, I still won because I lasted longer than you for our challenge. But yeah, so we will have to have another challenge sometime. Maybe after Christmas, we'll do another one. So, and we'll see. Anyway, these things happen.
Yeah.
So, how about we go on to chit chat and talk about, well, if there's anything to talk about, but this is where people can share their tips and tricks. Yeah, don't go to Eastern Plaguelands on level 35.
No,
And warn people about potential disastrous Ares quests.
Just listen to this show.
Yes, pretty much. Stone and I dying on our tunes at what not to do. Exactly. But that is a good point. And yes, Lisanne says, yeah, that's probably, yeah, it's a 40 to 45 zone. So definitely the bat was red. Trust me, the bat was red. I think he might have even been like black because it was just a stupid move on my part. But yeah, you get that. Madness says don't visit opposing faction candy buckets. That's probably also a good tip to have at this time of the year. Yes. Because you might get one shot. And
oh my
goodness.
Says,
fly low. No, when did Azzy said something about flying low? Thanks, Azzy. Appreciate that. Anyway.
I didn't see that. Where did you see that? I think he said to say fly low for Stir, not for you. Jeez. It's not all about you, Lita.
Oh, please. It's still a dig to me. Thanks, Azzy. Anyway, that's all level 43. Yeah, they still hurt. Two bats hurt. I died. Anyway, we do have something that we want to discuss. You want to discuss?
Okay. Yeah. So I got an email about... basically, a character got flagged for a incorrect reason, and they're claiming it's a bug. And you know, I have no way of knowing yes or no if it was or not. So basically, just curious if other people that listen or are actually listening to it right now live have ever seen a character get their talents selected by themselves without you having to click on anything. And I personally have not heard of that happening with any of the irons that we've had when we switch over from Warlords to Legion back on August 29th, right? So, to me, I know if it was a bug, then it's not a wide-ranging bug. And unfortunately, you can change your spec to a spec that doesn't have any talents picked. However, because I can't track spec changes, right? I can't tell if you'll remain in that spec. So I can't overturn a flag because of talents being picked. If it's a bug or not, I don't know. I'm of mixed opinion, and I won't say either way. Okay, so I'm just curious if other people have heard of this. And so far, I think Azzy and Roguester have both said that they've not heard of that, and Nisi as well. So. That's kind of what I thought. I mean, I figured that when Legion hit, if that bug was there, you would have heard it hitting more often. Like this, like just how there were certain classes and specs that got the blue rares, right? And it wasn't just like one or two. Like you hear like, oh, all of a sudden monks have, gotten them, right? And so I kind of feel like it was a misclick or a misinterpretation of the spec allowance rule, okay? Where we are allowed to use specs now, and we are allowed to actually change your spec at at any time, just in case you didn't know, okay? So I kind of think it was like a, oh, so we can pick a spec and let me pick the talents because there's no, are you sure, right? If you click it, that's it, like you're done.
That's it.
Yeah,
That's right.
so
There's
I kind of
no,
think that's what it
are you sure?
was, because if it was a bug, I think I would have heard more of it. If
Yeah.
it and if
And
it
it seems
truly
like none
is,
of us
yeah,
have
I mean,
heard.
yeah. If it truly was a bug, even then, I don't think I could unflag because of not being able to track when you change your spec, right? So if it does happen, please let me know. Unfortunately, I wouldn't be able to change it, but I'm curious to see if other people come across this.
Yeah. And that's probably the main thing because at the moment, we don't know if it is one, an isolated incident, or if, maybe something's happened and people have not been able to, let us know. So
Well,
you can certainly let us know.
here's the thing is that this would only affect, I believe it would only affect iron characters, right? Because if you are playing a normal character, you will already have your talents picked, right? So so this will only affect us. So that's why I guess the subset of the characters that you get is not that big versus everyone, right? Because there were characters that were not irons that had these blues. So it wasn't just us. And Nisi, well, actually, hold on. As he brings it up, and this is the way that I kind of view it, is that it is like dying to a bug. It sucks. It sucks. But there it is. You can't, do much about it. Nisi also does say maybe the person was used to the old way where you hit. Yes, that's what they want, and they were just having a look at them, or maybe it's tied to a certain class spec combo. And yeah, and we have no idea. I don't want to, say for sure 100% it's them, but I have not heard of anybody else having this bug. So
So we'd be curious if anyone has
yes.
come across it to let us know. But I mean, simple as that, because if someone has come across it, that will be even more intriguing, because then what's going on?
I'm typing
So,
stuff. Okay.
okay.
I'm looking up
You're
stuff for
typing stuff.
Hawkeye.
Yeah, he's at he's
No,
taking
no,
pictures
I'm
with
actually looking
Julie.
up his I'm looking up his podcast website so we can plug him since
That's
he's not
okay. I've
not
got
here.
his.
Okay.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's wrap up the show then. I suppose that's pretty much it. So next week.
Next week we will be live. No, next week we won't have a live show, but I will be periscoping
No show.
throughout the week. Yeah, there is no live show, so the periscopes I plan on trying to piece everything together, and maybe get some time to do an edit or two. If you are there at BlizzCon and want to chat with me, please do so, because but please come up to me, because I'm not exactly the best person to go out and find people and to feel brave enough to go and say, hey. You know, I wouldn't mind. I actually would like to record a couple of sound bites and stuff while I'm there. And if you're there, I would like to do maybe a iron spotlight or two. That would be nice. But I plan on, I guess I'll be back on Monday the 7th. So I would assume that I could get the show kind of put together, like all the stuff, and have it out by the Wednesday. And then we'll be back live again on November the 11th. Is that right? Something like that. We'll be back live the next week.
No. 12th.
The 12th. Dang it.
12th for you, 13th for me.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's fair enough. Yeah. No problem. Yeah. All right. Well, if anyone wants to contact Hogai, we will have his details on the website. But his Twitter is, yeah.
I've got his website. BlizzConCountdown.com.
That's right.
There we
Excellent.
Go.
Excellent. And Hogai on Twitter is Hogai, which is HAWGEYE underscore CTR.
And actually his podcast Twitter, because he has another one for that, is at BlizzConCD. Yes. So, all right. Am I going to do the next part? I can. I certainly can.
Sure, go for it.
The WoW Challenges website is at wowchallenges.com. You can contact the show by email. Like
you're asking a question.
By sending us email at podcast@wowchallenges.com. We're also on Facebook at facebook.com/wowchallenges. You could also check out the show on YouTube at youtube.com/wowchallenges1. Yeah, the number one?
One.
Yeah,
the
number one.
Number one.
And you can also catch us live on Twitch every week, except next week, at twitch.tv/wowchallenges. So, everything with a question, right? But this is not a question. Thank you, though, to everybody that donates to Patreon. It does help me. Appreciate it very much. You can also find me on Twitter at WowChallenges, as well as doing a podcast with Lita called Adventures in Azeroth. Now it's sounding like a Valley Girl. Now I'm a Valley Girl. Oh, which, geez. You know, if I'm right. going to, you know, anyways.
Do you get pigtails and pom-poms?
I could if you want me to. I don't think my hair is long enough.
No, TMI. TMI. Anyway, my turn. Whoa. But yeah, Patreons, thank you so much for supporting the show. We do really appreciate it. Alrighty, so you can find me. I am Leta Wow on Twitter, which is LETTAWOW. And I have some other shows, which is Behind the Avatar, Adventures in Azeroth, and Geektopia podcast. So if you want to listen to more of me, check them out. As always, big thanks to Mark Conan because he does a rocking intro for us and we love it and we love him because he is awesome. Check out Mark Conan on Twitter. He is at Mark Conan Wow. And he is one of the hosts of Torrent Think Tank with Jules, which you will get to see both of them.
Yep.
Next weekend. I am so jealous.
Yes.
You need to give him hugs for me if at all possible.
I will.
Other than that, thank you guys. Thanks everyone for hanging around. Safe travel, Stone. Hope you have a really great time. I'm excited to see, I can't wait to see all the pickies and to see what's going on and check out the Periscope. So just have a really, really good time and don't drink too much. Have fun and all that jazz.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to have a blast. It just depends on where it's going to be. which place. Anyways, it'll be all over the place. So, yeah, it's going to be good times. I'm going to go while I can. So, yes. All right. I think that's it. We're all good. We're all good. See you or talk to you next time. If you're at BlizzCon, come find me and make it so that I don't have to feel super awkward to go say hi to you, because I'm really bad at that. Because I'd be like, hi. And you're probably not like that at all. You're like, who is this guy? Anyways, we're going to squirrel a little bit here. And no, we're not going to squirrel. We're going to go.
We're going to go bye.
Next week. Say okay. Bye, Stone. Bye, Stone. There we go. Bye.
The WoW Challengers podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright 2016 WoWChallengers.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.